The plan would let cities in the Fox Valley hold referenda to ask voters for the power to levy a half-cent sales tax to pay for a regional bus system. Republican Senator Mike Ellis is sponsoring the plan, but GOP Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says his caucus is divided. Fitzgerald won't even say how he plans to vote.
I talked to Senator Ellis about it a couple times. I mean, I guess I haven't really confirmed with him how I'm going to vote on the bill.
Ellis is getting a vote because he's the Senate president. Regional transit is a big issue in his district, and he faces a serious re-election challenge this November from Democratic State Representative Penny Bernard-Shaber, who, by the way, is sponsoring the RTA bill in the Assembly. Should this bill ever make it to the Assembly, would it pass there? Assembly Speaker Robin Voss leaves little doubt.
No, I don't support RTAs. I think that answering transportation funding is not going to be by creating new sales taxes all around Wisconsin.
Appleton Mayor Tim Hanna, a staunch RTA supporter, says he's aware of the plan's chances with Voss and other Southeast Wisconsin Republicans.
You can't stop trying. You have to keep up. And so we'll get a vote in the Senate. Hopefully it'll be a positive vote. We'll see what happens in the Assembly. And if the session ends with that as the result, we're in a better spot to pick it up again in the new session of the legislature starting next year.
Hanna says given how much Fox Valley residents and businesses want a better bus system, he's confident they'd support an RTA referendum if they get the chance to vote. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.